Morning, everybody. Always good to talk with Dan Schlossberg. We're going to do that right now. He, of course, a popular author. He's written 38 books, most about baseball. New Baseball Bible is phenomenal. I mean, the Baseball Bible was great. Then he issued a new one, and he added a few extra things in there. I mean, it's every page, I'm telling you, it's just great, great compendium. And you can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you can find Dan Schlossberg once a week right here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM. Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great in the wake of last night's game.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay. I'm just going to give you the microphone. Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
I went to both Braves-Yankees games, Bob. I went to the first one. I took a friend of mine who's a Yankee fan.
Okay.
And we had a good time despite the game. Braves gave it away, walks and wild pitches in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
But the Yankees won that game 3-1. Last night, the Braves won 4-1, and my only regret was that the Yankees ruined the shutout in the ninth inning. Do you realize the Yankees had not scored a run in the ninth inning all year until last night?
Yeah, and to no avail. But yeah, you're right. They're just not hitting, and they're wasting a couple of good pitching performances along the way, and they can't get out of their own way. And hopefully they find their way in a little bit. But Braves won. You know who I'm a big fan of? I just love Freddie Freeman. I just love that guy. I think his story is great. He's a great ball player. He plays the game the right way. I love Freddie Freeman.
I do, too. I wish the Braves would re-sign him. I'm a little worried about that.
How many years does he have? Doesn't he have a few years left or no?
No, his contract expires at the end of this season.
Oh, man. Well, break the bank. He's gonna make a buck or two, that's for sure. All right. So let's talk about a different aspect of baseball. And there's a stadium that has gone unused for a long time, but they're bringing it back. And it's a rebuilding program that you're going to tell us all about. You were just at the opening ceremonies a couple of weeks ago, right?
I was there at the groundbreaking, Bob. It's Hinchliffe Stadium, which is a 1932 Art Deco ballpark used by the Negro Leagues way back when. In fact, it housed the Negro Leagues World Series in 1933. And it's in Paterson, New Jersey, very close to home for me, only about 15 minutes from where I live in North Jersey. Last week, they had a groundbreaking for the restoration. It's going to cost $94 million and take 18 months.
You know, I've seen some pictures of it. It really is in disarray. It was just, sitting there for the longest time. But, $94 million, they're going to do a great job on this. I'm sure it's going to look phenomenal.
Oh, I'm sure it will, too. And by the way, attending the ceremonies last week, you'll like this. C.C. Sabathia,
yeah.
Willie Randolph, Harold Reynolds, and Omar Minaya.
How about that? And you got a chance to talk to your savior, C.C. Sabathia. You've told that story. Allude to that again, would you? Tell everybody what C.C. means to you.
In fact, I did mention it to him again. I talked to him again at the ceremonies. I had read in the paper 2 years ago now that C.C. Sabathia had all these symptoms and went and got himself checked out and found that he needed to have a heart stent put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had similar symptoms, and I figured I also needed a heart stent. However, when I went to get checked out, it turned out I needed a quintuple bypass, which I had on January 28th, 2019, and I'm still alive to talk about it.
Well, you got CC to thank for that. And I think a lot of people have that kind of a story. Sometimes you hear about somebody famous going into a particular situation, and sometimes it can jog you or the editorial you to go and get yourself checked out as well. And I'm glad that worked out for you, obviously. So tell me a little bit more about Hinchliffe Stadium, and when do they expect this to be fully refurbished? Do they have a date in mind?
They say it's going to take 18 months, but I can imagine that with pandemic still lingering and weather issues,
It's
probably going to take longer. But they hope to have a Thanksgiving Day high school football game there in 2022. Now, this stadium really is owned and operated by the Paterson School District, so it's really a high school stadium. And Larry Doby, by the way, was discovered playing there by the Newark Eagles of the Negro Leagues, and Doby eventually became the first black player in the American League and the first black player to go directly from the Negro Leagues to the majors. Jackie Robinson stopped in the minors first.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. That's a good point. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg all about Hinchliffe Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey. Now, you mentioned when this is fully restored, it's going to house some high school games. Do they have any other plans for it down the road?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Soccer games, track and field, concerts, festivals. In fact, Duke Ellington gave one of his last concerts there in 1971.
Wow. When was the last time it was used for sporting events? Was it the early 70s, late 60s?
Yes, it's early, very early 70s. And it's been vacant, really, for 24 years now.
Wow.
But it's a National Historic Landmark, and that's one of the reasons they were able to get the money using state and federal tax credits and really reopen the place. And Governor Murphy here in New Jersey, Patrick Murphy, has called it New Jersey's Field of Dreams. I love that.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. You know, I see in your notes something pretty cool. When I've been to Yankee Stadium sometimes, you know, I'm not on the field, but, I you know, just being in the stadium, I think to myself, wow, Babe Ruth played right here. He stood right there at home plate and hit some very famous home runs. And I'm thinking at Hinchliffe Stadium, when you go, folks, and hopefully you will, just think about this. Cool Papa Bell played there. Josh Gibson. I love your notes on this, Danny. Wow.
Oh, so many great players from the Negro League. And by the way, they're all Hall of Famers now.
Yes, right.
So, you know, Larry Doby, of course. Cool Papa Bell, I love because he was said to be so fast that he could turn out the light and be in bed before the room got dark.
Didn't Satchel Paige say that about him? Isn't that Satchel Paige's line or no?
It might have been Satchel Paige. Might have been Oscar Charleston, who's another one who played at Hinchliffe. I mean, so many famous Negro League players. And by the way, it's the only ballpark within the confines of a national park. There are 432 national park sites, and this one is within the Patterson-Great Falls National Historic District, founded by Alexander Hamilton.
Wow. That goes that goes back a ways.
It's worth a Broadway show.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know, you had mentioned in your notes that the stadium was declared a National Historic Landmark 8 years ago. It's only right that they refurbish this. Whose idea was this? Was this a do we credit a lot of different people with this? Where did the idea come from?
There's a group called Friends of Hinchliffe Stadium that has really been lobbying for this for some time.
Okay.
And there's been, of course, an argument because Patterson has so many civic needs and money could be spent on education or health issues or all kinds of things, housing. And they decided that if they revitalize this field, it would really create opportunities for youth, as it did for Larry Doby and so many others. And that's why they want to do that.
Well, included in this project, though, I see in your notes that there's a lot that's going to come into this. I mean, there's a senior center, bunch of other stuff that they're including within this renovation, right?
Yes, a senior center, a preschool, a big parking deck, and a small Negro Leagues museum, not as big as the one in Kansas City, which is the major one, but there's going to be a small Negro Leagues museum right there. It's really going to be something if all the plans come through, and I think they will.
Well, when we say small, we mean 12,000 foot square foot event space to honor the Negro Leagues. I think it's a terrific idea, and again, we're looking for this in about a year and a half or so, 18 months or maybe a little bit longer, Dan? Is that the...
Yeah, about a year and a half. And Bob, when it's done, it's only going to be the second standing Negro League stadium, along with Birmingham's Rickwood Field, which is the oldest stadium in existence. That was built in 1910.
Wow. Mm. Well, listen, if people want to know a little bit more about Hinchliffe Stadium, its history and the renovation and how it's going and get themselves up to speed, is there a website they can tap into? How do they get more information?
Well, I recommend just Googling Hinchliffe Stadium. Let me spell that for our listeners. It's H-I-N-C-H, like Hinch, like A.J. Hinch. Not exactly like A.J. Hinch, but H-I-N-C-H.
Yeah.
And then L-I-F-F-E. So it's H-I-N-C-H-L-I-F-F-E, Hinchliffe Stadium in Patterson, New Jersey. And you can also, you know, look up Negro Leagues or Larry Doby, and you'll see all kinds of stuff about it.
I think it's a terrific undertaking, and I'm glad you were there a couple of weeks ago. I figured, something in New Jersey having to do with baseball, and C.C. Sabathia is there. Of course, Dan Schlossberg is there. So there we go. And listen, continued good luck to your Braves. Last night at the expense of my Yankees. But listen, good luck to your Braves and continued good health for you. Stay safe out there, okay?
Thank you, Bob, and same to your Yankees. I'm sure both the Braves and the Yankees will break out. They're both two good teams to not play well and not hit.
I agree 100%. All right, Danny, take good care. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Talk to you next week.
You got it. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Great author and great travel guy to tap into. Hinchliffe Stadium, Patterson, New Jersey. Thanks a lot, Dan.